AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says he visited U.S. service members in the Middle East. He also said he would not disclose the base names or locations for operational security. He spoke at a news conference from the Pentagon today. Hegseth said he visited areas under the responsibility of U.S. Central Command on Saturday for about half a day and said he, quote, witnessed the best of America. On Truth Social today, President Trump said countries upset by high fuel prices should, quote, go get your own oil, as Iran maintains its chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz. The AAA has reported the U.S. average for gas has jumped past an average of $4 a gallon for the first time since 2022. Authorities in Dubai say they contained a Kuwaiti oil tanker after it came under attack from Iran. Officials added there was no oil leakage and no injuries reported. And AP correspondent Isabel Dubray reports the United Nations is meeting to discuss the killings of Indonesian peacekeepers in Lebanon.
We heard that two of the peacekeepers were killed when some kind of explosion hit their vehicle, also seriously wounding another peacekeeper as well. And that came just several hours after, in a different area of southern Lebanon, some kind of projectile hit the UN peacekeeping post, killing another Indonesian peacekeeper. So the United Nations tells us that, look, these are incidents that are under investigation. We don't know at the moment where that explosion came from, what was the cause of it that hit the vehicle. Separately, we don't know where the projectile came from that hit the post, if it was fired by Israel, if it was fired by Hezbollah. They're still investigating the circumstances. But what is clear is that this is a quite major escalation, especially for the UN, this neutral party in the conflict. We heard a lot of condemnation from different UN officials today calling this an unacceptable incident, really stressing that these kinds of incidents should not happen, even if there was a war going on, that peacekeepers should be protected.
This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolball. Top seeds Texas and South Carolina are headed back to the women's Final Four. Joyce Edwards had 24 points and 12 rebounds to help the Gamecocks best third-seeded TCU 78-52 in the Elite Eight.
Coach always said the Elite Eight is going to be one of the hardest games in the tournament. But, I mean, it just shows us our resilience.
Madison Booker scored 19, and the Longhorns routed second-seeded Michigan 77-41. South Carolina will face top overall seed UConn next Friday. In a title game rematch, Texas will play fellow top seed UCLA. NBA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's 47 points carried the Thunder past the Pistons 114-110 in overtime of a potential NBA Finals preview. NHL, the Maple Leafs fired general manager Brad Treliving. The NFL is set to hire replacement officials. And the Super Bowl is returning to Las Vegas in 2029.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.